You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lee McNabb. I'm at the Women's Trade Show in Abbotsford, and there are 400 booths here, lots of products and services. But I found Savannah Grace, who I actually follow on Twitter. And you caught my attention when I was sort of surfing through Twitter, because it said, your book was I Grew My Boobs in China. Explain that title to me, Savannah.
Goodness. Our family went traveling around the world for 4 years. So it's written from my perspective as the youngest in the family, and I did not want to go when my mom just said, we're going to go travel around the world for a year, ended up being 4. So the Grew My Boobs in China is just me growing up on the road from age 14 to 18.
That's got to be kind of tough. I mean, 14 is the kind of time where you know you don't like your mom and dad anyways, and you don't want to leave your friends. So what happened?
I was devastated because the thing that actually instigated the trip was my parents splitting up. So it was like a hard time, gone even harder. And I write it all in the book. I mean, it's a very dramatic start to a very amazing journey.
Tell me some of the things that you learned from a sort of health and wellness and just overall living standard of being here versus being overseas in China.
Here in Canada?
Are you from Canada?
Yeah, I'm from
Okay, Canada. So describe what it's like to be a teenager here versus being a teenager in China.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was very spoiled and closed-minded when I started here. And then I went there and it was just dirty, squatty toilets and bucket showers, washing your clothes by hand. So that was difficult. I mean, it's not as well set up over there as it is here. But life is more like alive, and you really get to live it, and you're really in the dirt over there. But here, I mean, I'm so grateful to be Canadian. We are so privileged in this country, and we have so much freedom. So that's nice.
Savannah, what's up next for you? You're an author of this book. It's selling well. What's next in the journey of life for you?
I'm actually on the next journey because I'm on a 2-month book tour here. I actually live in Holland. But our next trip, we're hoping to do a 4 to 6 month Asia trip. I've been to 100 countries this year. I went to my 100th. It was Cape Verde. And
where is Cape Verde?
Cape Verde is off the west coast of Africa. It's an island, one of the 6 African islands. And I've never been to Thailand or Japan or Australia. So
I lived in Japan for 5 years, and I spent a lot of time in Thailand.
I would love to go there. So I've kind of been to the places nobody's heard of, like Turkmenistan and Tajikistan and like Cote d'Ivoire, all those crazy places. So I would love to just see Thailand and know what everyone's talking about.
What's your diet like after living overseas for so long? Do you eat hamburgers and stuff out here?
I'm very open to anything. I will eat anything. But I don't like sweet things. Generally, I don't like sweet. I'm very sour and hot food. So I love the curry in India. It was amazing.
Savannah Grace, what is your website address?
Sipromatum.com. So SIHPROMATUM.com. And Sipromatum means a blessing in disguise because the trip started being like this horrible thing that ended up being the best thing that ever happened to me.
Congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much.